Before discussing the teaching and more of what it is and how it's conveyed and how it's received, it might be useful to step back a little bit to consider first what it is that we call this thing the teaching. And rather than consider it a thing and something which is brought forth from one place to another and learned, rather consider it a process. Consider it a process of life itself awakening itself. That is, the thousand million forms and methods and ways that life awakens itself and fills its own yearning to know itself and to go forward and to reach the highest again and to circle around, to cycle around and live itself in knowing, understanding, and breath. Consider that life itself, before being, expresses itself in order to know itself and carries itself forward in love, on breath, through heart, in many levels of formation. The scientists might say the Big Bang, or the molding, or the moving from the formless to form, and discuss it in many ways. From a mystic perspective, let us take another look. Let's take the look of the one being, that intelligence, that consciousness, that knowing, that sense, wishing to know more of itself, seeking the greater, seeking its manifestation, its consciousness as perceiving itself through a multitude of eyes. Consider, if you would, the movement of itself into the denser, plane upon plane, level upon level, and we can call these by the names of the heaven worlds. We can call it in the relation of the chakras in the body which reflect it. We can call this the chakras of the world, of the universe. We can call and say these levels each have form, each have function, and we can give them names and call them fire, earth, air, water, ether. And each one has its own level and function and can be experienced and interpreted. And this densification takes place into form, and bodies are made, conveyances of itself, and these may become the souls, the angels, the overlords, the planets, which are nothing more than organs of itself, the universe comprised of solar systems, of galaxies, of constellations, all of which, in essence, are parts of itself. And we also is part of itself. And yet there's always the possibility that one being, as it descends into matter, as it becomes into form, as it looks from through the eyes of another perspective, can lose sight and remembrance of itself. And so, in a sense, there's a inborn process of reawakening, of awakening and becoming again, conscious of what one is, that built right into the form and process of densification and separation is also the form and method and means of going forward and evolving. And this becomes what is called, from the lesser perspective, from away from that unity, the teaching to return. And then we sometimes say, well, the teaching is of this religion or this path or this method. These are nothing but effects. These are little tools that are used. caught by someone or someones who have found a method and way back to oneself. But from the grander perspective, from the greater view, it's nothing more than setting in motion those steps in which oneself can realize and experience oneself in its greatness when or if it is slipped away and identifies itself as less, has forgotten what it is. And so the soul of the being includes all those other souls. We speak sometimes of the ocean and the drops, or the foam in the ocean. And that the cell, the droplet, in the course of spiritual realization and re-becoming, reawakening, whether it's done through a path or a so-called teacher or a tradition, or it's natural and nature guides in this manner, or it's the unfolding of the being, reaches the point of assimilation, of reassimilation, in which one loses the conscious perception of being separate, loses the perspective of the self as, or soul as a cell, and changes over and merges with the one ocean, the one being, and begins to perceive again, remembers again, experiences again that which it is to be one, to be inclusive. And that includes all other beings as reflections of oneself. And from their perspective, the same. And from the larger perspective, it's this that there's no words to describe, and why two beings, two people, so-called, have reached that point upon the path, that have joined and merged into the way being of the universal, can absorb each other, can recognize each other with a touch and a feeling and a smile, and no words need to be said. And the mystic path, the mystic approach, is none other than becoming again, which one is already existing, but this time remembering. This is the prodigal, return of the prodigal. The one who goes off, experiences, knows the separation, and comes back. This is where the story points. And so if we look at the teaching as nothing more than life itself opening the way for itself to return to its own consciousness and awareness, and the means and steps and methods and processes of showing the way for growth. And if the intention is to move into form and to reflect and to be apart from itself and to look upon the face of oneself in recognition and in heart and love and then come back and go forward again, and if it's even greater than that, then we perceive, as we know, within the framework of this guidance. And we grow within this, and this unfolds. And these ages, these thousands of years, are nothing but little specks within the framework of the greater guidance, of the greater reawakening. And so when we look at practices like Buddhist or Hindu, that of Islam, Hebrew, Sufi, whatever it's called, these are such for such a short time in relation to all that exists. How long is it that the Prophet Muhammad has come? 14, 15, 1600 years, or from Jesus, 2000 years, or 5000 years from a Moses? And what are these but little drops within the framework of millions and billions of years, and the Earth's age of 2 or 3 or 4 billion years old, and the universe age? And beyond that, what cycle is it that continues? And so the teaching is the reflection and means of this realization and becoming again, the breath cycling upon itself in knowing, unfolding. And it will lead us, if we can attune to that, from the perspective of apart and separate. And when one is united, even with the highest, is greater and more. So one is always one's own student, and the unfolding continues to take place. And this guidance, this process, this knowing, this being that one becomes again, is of what we call or can consider as the teaching. And yet we don't have to differentiate it from life itself, because it is life itself yearning, showing itself not only the way back, but also the way forward. Not in time, the evolving spirit, the evolving being. And it's of this that we clasp and grasp. It's of this that we touch and feel. It's our heart knowing the infinite. And when we're able to put aside the thinking and move to the feeling, when we're able to apply some of those so-called teachings or methods or approaches, even if they are nebulous and said by some of the great world teachers or those who are present today who touch and know and feel this reality, this truth of living, they say you've got to use them as stepping stones and then let them go. The phrase is, the donkey that you ride to the door is too large to go through the next gate. And so forth until all of these are let go, and then the becoming starts again. So this is the teaching. It's not so much a thing, but the process of evolving life coming back to itself and the unity of life expressing. Leading, guiding, helping lift, and where it's forgotten, then taking the form that's needed for the time or place or persons or the universe itself and the solar system and the galaxy, for it too evolves, and the star shines bright and the star dies, and that stuff and matter is reassimilated, and the energy transfers and comes back into this great cycle. And we are part of this, and it's only through the separate prism that we see it from afar and can perceive the specifics and can then define them in many different terms of science, of mathematics, of music, of art, and the glories of living. And within this framework, that which exists speaks to itself. And that heart and breath, love, light, those things of the more real, the more lasting, carry it, ourself, one, back. It is the bubble merging with the sea and becoming of this again, and then cycling again through all being. This is the basis of the teaching.